It's time for another Midweek Mini. We are your hosts, Mary Ellen and Joe. And today we're going to do something interesting. We're going to kind of say what's been going on in our little worlds of points and miles lately, because both of us have had some unique things going on, some new things. And I think that they're relevant to everyone because they could happen for you at some point as well.
Yeah, 100%. We figured it was time to just fill you in on some, for me, I think my thing's a little crazy. Your thing's a little exciting. So we just thought people might like some little life updates. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with you because you have been on a gravy train of American Express business cards. And this is a world that I have not tapped into yet. I have several American Express cards, but I don't have any American Express business cards. And it's killing me because I have really wanted the Blue Business Plus, which is a no annual fee business card. But the sign-up bonus that they offer is really not calling to me. I really want, I know that out there people get 50,000, 75,000 membership rewards for signing up for these no annual fee cards. And it's like I've been holding out to see one of those offers, but we've learned a lot. And we even had an episode a little bit about this, that it's probably not coming for me. But you, on the other hand, got started with Amex Business, and now the train just keeps on going.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy because people online are like, I didn't know you could even hold more than one of these. Did you get them all under your name? Did you use different businesses? So I feel like it would probably be good to just lay that all out there. I first have to say, like, this isn't totally normal. This doesn't just happen to everyone. Because I've got people in my DMs who are like, I got a Blue Business Plus. I have not been offered anymore. So this is all anecdotal, but we know that Amex really rewards loyalty. So I've had a gold for a while. And in fact, my loyalty with Amex looks like it goes back many, many, many years because I was made an authorized user on a card for a nanny family once many years ago. And so it literally says, like, thank you for being an Amex member since whatever year, 2015 or whatever. So I think that could play into it, but I actually didn't get my first card with Amex until 2 years ago, and that was just the gold. And then last year, I got my first Blue Business Plus, and at the time, we had taxes coming up that we had to pay, and I needed a 0% interest. I was not expecting the tax bill that we got. It hit me like a load of bricks, and it was really overwhelming. And I was like, I need to find a card where I can earn some points, and we can also float this for a few months while I can try to chip away at it. I don't recommend this, guys. I do not recommend carrying debt for any length of time. But if something big comes up,
life happens.
It's certainly better to float it. It does. And if you need to put something on a 0% interest card for a couple months and get that taken care of, that's a lot better than 26% interest. So this is what I did. I had actually previously gotten an offer for the 50K, but I had let it expire. I did not realize how rare and valuable this was. And so around the time that I desperately needed the card, I was offered the 25K one. And at that point, I was like, I really just need this card. It doesn't even really matter what the offer is. I need it to be a business card for my 524, and I need it to have no annual fee, and I need it to have no interest. And so this kind of hit all the marks. So I took the 25K. It was for $6,000 spend, which is so high for such a low sign-up bonus, and it was physically painful. Yeah. But I also knew I had this big chunk of spend that would help me knock it out because I don't usually have that much money that I have to spend. And so I just did it. And a couple months later, I get an offer, I think in my email, for the 50,000 point offer for the same card. And I was like, there's no way they're going to actually let me have two of these. But I was just applied anyways. They sure did. And then just now, again, I was in my Amex app. And this is something I tell people to do if they're wanting this offer. Go to the website, log in, click on the card you're interested in. And then when you are in your app and you go to the part where you can see the specific cards and the transaction list underneath it, if you scroll through your transaction list, interspersed with those transactions are offers. Sometimes they're your actual card offers, like, you know, the 25% back at such and such store. Sometimes they are new card offers. And that is where I found the Blue Business Plus offer that I got this time for another 50,000 points. Now, I wish they would target me for the 75,000. But again,
I'm dreaming. One day.
And they
one day.
Right. It's just crazy. I think that there is something to this. When they target you for an offer, they are much more likely to say yes. I do not believe I could have gotten three of these just going to the website and applying. I don't believe that they would have said yes. I have applied for all of these as a sole proprietorship with my social security number, and that is it. Like, I don't understand why it's happening. I do spend on all of the cards, so I don't like finish the spend and then totally stop. I keep it a little bit active with a little bit of spend here and there. It's a nice supplement card because it's 2x on everything. So it pairs really nicely with the gold. But this time around, I needed a computer because we've got some, you know, stuff in the works over here. And I cannot have a computer from 2017. That was no longer serving me. Because, you know, when you click something and it takes 900 million seconds to respond, it ends up
I got to give you props on that computer, though. You have been chugging away with a dinosaur of a computer. I swear since the day we started this podcast, Joe was like, I need a new computer. And you made it another 2.5 years with that dinosaur.
I did. And I'm actually really proud. I had to bootleg the heck out of things it wouldn't even let me do the software update that it needed to do certain things. And I went to the deep, dark web to figure out how I could bypass it, saying it wouldn't do this software update and like force it to do it anyways. But then certain things wouldn't run and certain things would. Anyways, tangent. But I finally have a new computer thanks to that card. Because again, it's something that I needed to float for a few months. I'm not embarrassed to say that. Sometimes in life, things happen. And anyways, this is my 14th card now. I just did a little card inventory. I have 14 credit cards. That is insane.
I have no clue how many I have. Not that many. I will say I don't think it's 14, but I don't know how many. I don't know what the number is. My recently closed card was an American Airlines business credit card. Close that. I've closed a Southwest credit card as well. I've closed multiple credit cards. People are so afraid to close cards. But if I can't downgrade, my first option is always downgrade. But if there's really not a good downgrade option and I really just don't want the card anymore, I have closed a couple of the cards and it has not hurt my credit score.
Yeah, no, I in general, it won't unless you are spending an amount and keeping a balance that makes it above 11% once you lose that credit limit. But we're all paying off our balances. So in general, that doesn't even come into play for us. I think sometimes there are times you need to close your card. Now, I will say Amex might punish you for closing your cards. It sounds like they withhold really good offers from people who are closing cards. So with Amex, because of their fierce need for loyalty, at least anecdotally, I would say downgrading is always the better option if you can.
Yes, definitely look into downgrades and try to avoid closing your longer cards, the cards that you've had for years and years and years. It's a good idea to keep those open if you can. Okay, that was a bit of a tangent. We're going to circle back now. So the other part of this episode, other half of this episode is kind of fun. It is all about reaching something I never thought would be possible. I have posted about it on Instagram. Some of you guys may have seen it. Never once did I ever dream I would be able to become a Hyatt Globalist.
Woohoo! So exciting. I know. I like neither of us. In fact, we've joked about it, I think, in the past on some of our old episodes. Like, that will never be us, and that's okay. But here you are. So maybe we should tell people how you got here. It was, she did not stay 60 nights in Hyatt, no. Guys.
Yeah. I'm not a full-time traveler. I don't have a remote job. I don't have to travel for work, you know, other than this podcast, if we call that work. We don't have that much travel, right? We have kind of a higher level of travel than some people, but also a more normal. I have kids in public school. We just can't travel all the time. So I didn't think it would be possible. Now, I sometime about a year ago, a little over a year ago, I achieved American Airlines Gold status. I did it not by flying a ton with American Airlines, but I had put some spend on some new American Airlines credit cards, and then I dove deep into their shopping portal, did some meal kits, did various things to get me large chunks of points and loyalty points so that, I guess miles I should have said, but loyalty points ultimately is how you earn status with American Airlines. So I earned gold status. Now, the gold status, I don't know. I went for it because I guess I wanted some level of status. I don't know how much good it actually did me during the time that I've had it. I'm about to lose it. But what it did do for me was American Airlines and Hyatt have a little bit of a partnership. And because I had American Airlines gold status, Hyatt allowed me to have this challenge where I could, the challenge was kind of funny. I was a Hyatt Explorist already, but they said that you could be Explorist or keep your Explorist status if you stayed 10 nights during the period of time that they were going to run this challenge. And if you stayed 20 nights, then you could earn Globalist. Now, some people will call this Globalist Light. They say that, okay, it's not real Globalist. I don't care. It gives me free breakfast. It gives me maybe some upgrades. You can call it whatever you want. I can be a fake Globalist Light, and it feels pretty darn special. So I'm all about it.
Yes. So I did see people asking about this challenge. Where can I find it? Where can I sign up? It does seem that it's targeted. I had been targeted for the same challenge, but it was a little bit different because I didn't earn American Airlines gold organically because of this partnership. I had gotten an email at one point saying, if you have any status at all with Hyatt, which I had Discoverist, then you can have gold for this period of time and you can earn and extend it if you do this much shopping or, you know, earn these many points. And so I, of course, took that because I was like, well, why wouldn't I want the gold status? Again, like as with you, I'm not sure really that I think there's that much sense in pursuing it, at least for us. I don't think either of us really saw a ton of benefit from it. But after that, a couple months later, I got that same email as you saying, oh, well, now you can have Explorist. And then if you stay 10 nights, you can keep Explorist. If you 20 nights, you can have the Globalist. So I just bounced back and forth. Like Hyatt gave me American Airlines Gold, and then American Airlines Gold gave me Explorist with Hyatt, which I had for a couple months. That was fun. So I don't know if this is something that they roll out every year, but it does feel like it has to be targeted. And I would say the way you can get on the list to make that happen is making sure you've got a free Hyatt membership, also making sure that you have an American Airlines membership, and you can link those memberships. Like you can go into your Hyatt account and you can add your American Airlines information and link it.
Yeah, it seems to be an ongoing thing, kind of like the corporate challenges, which is very common. It's almost always going on if you have, you know, a corporate email address. Sometimes you can do these challenges where if you can stay 20 nights during the period of time, the 90-day period of time for the challenge, then you can earn the Globalist status. One little point, a couple things that I did that helped. One, when you first hear about the challenge, if you are targeted for it, if you qualify for one of the corporate challenges, they will give you a period of time before you enroll or accept the challenge to start it. And you can be strategic with that. So I learned about the challenge and I didn't opt in for it for about 3 weeks because I thought about when my Hyatt stays were going to be and when the 90-day period would end. And I wanted to give myself more time to cover some of those other stays. So I enrolled in the challenge on October 24th and I had 90 days. At first I thought, I don't know, this just isn't possible. Honestly, for at least the first month of the challenge, I thought, whatever, I'll make sure that I stay an explorist, which ended up happening naturally anyway. But eventually, at about the beginning of November, I thought to myself, you know what? I never thought globalist was going to be possible. This is actually an opportunity because I don't have one of those corporate email addresses that ever gets the opportunity to do that challenge. I got to go for this because I don't know when else I will have the opportunity. So I started looking up, are there any Category 1 hotels near me that are 3,500 points a night for a stay? Found some of those properties that were reasonable for me to book some stays for, you know, just dirt cheap, 3,500 points a night. So I did have to manufacture a couple nights that maybe I wouldn't have booked otherwise to make it happen. But in the end, in the nick of time, I hit that 20th night, and I'm really excited to officially be a globalist light.
Don't say light. You are a globalist in my book.
I'm so pumped. It opens up a lot of opportunities. Like when we travel together, we're going to go on a girls trip for spring break, and we're actually booking two rooms before we've all, you know, crammed into one room. When possible, it's like, okay, we're 40 years old here. It's probably great if we can have two rooms and not have four fully grown women in one room together sharing beds. So we are going to take the opportunity to get two rooms. And now that I'm globalist, one room will get free breakfast anyway because of globalist status. And then I'll put a guest of honor award on the other room so everybody can have free breakfast. You know, it's fun to figure out, okay, what are the ways that this is really going to be helpful and fun and help spread out. You know, before I've often been able to acquire and use guest of honor award bookings, but I only had so many of them. So actually being globalist now, I'm like, wow, okay, now a lot of possibilities open up for these things.
It's so fun. The idea of just always having free breakfast at all the Hyatts that you're going to and not having to stress out about it or go to the trading groups or any of those things. Oh, amazing.
Okay, everybody. Well, that is what has been going on in our world of points and miles lately. We'd love to hear from you. We love seeing more and more people are sharing in the Facebook group, and that completely makes my day. And I love when other people comment to answer questions. We want that to be a really friendly place and a very safe place for people to ask beginner-friendly questions, to share their itineraries, to share their points and miles redemptions. There, you know what? I'll just put this out here right now. There are groups that can get snippy. I don't ever want our group to get snippy. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be snippy, take your snippiness somewhere else.
We're all going to be friends. It's okay if someone asks a question that has already been asked. You don't have to tell them to go search the group. You can just nicely answer their question. It's okay. This is a safe space.
So please join us in the Facebook group, and we hope to see you here next time.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope you learned something new and feel inspired to plan your next trip.
Remember, we're travelers sharing our experiences, not financial advisors. So always do your own research and make informed decisions.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a Points and Miles tip.
We'll see you next time on Wonderland on Points.